Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yurches, Shabbos 18, and today's Daf Yomi, on Yurches Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the following b'raisa, Tana Rabbanan, poskin mayim, a person is allowed to open water, meaning to say a person can make like a small narrow ditch in order to for the water to come out from a spring, from a river, lagina, into a garden on Erev Shabbos in order to irrigate the garden on Friday afternoon, before it gets dark. And as a result of that, the water is going to continue to feed into the garden on the entire Shabbos. So a person is allowed to do that. And also, a person is allowed to place a spice, a frankincense, an incense underneath, on top of a coal on Shabbos, tachas kelim, or underneath clothing, in order that they should have a good fragrance. Umit magrin v'holchin and koyom kulan. As a result of this, the fragrance will go and continue to waft up the entire Shabbos. And also manichin gafris tachas kelim. A person can also basically place like a sulfur underneath a silver utensil on the entire on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, in order so that it should do its work with and make the silver basically blacken in order to highlight the designs of the silver. And so too a person can be miskafrin v'holchin kol Shabbos kula. Then as a result of that, the sulfur will continue to do its work throughout the entire Shabbos. Umanichin kior, and a person can put, they used to do a kior as like a medicine for the eye, algava eye, and they can place it on the eye on Friday afternoon. And isponis algabi makin, a bandage for a wound, they could do all these things on Friday afternoon. V'mispera pepis even though it continues to do its work on Shabbos and heal the wound. But, says the Braisa, you're not allowed to put wheat into a mill on Shabbos. And basically, the mill, the work is going to be done by water. That's what's going to happen. And the water is going to come and turn the mill on Shabbos. So you're putting the wheat in and the water is going to come and turn it. So that you're not allowed to do unless it is grinded while it is still daytime. But if it was ground, if it was not ground before Shabbos, it's not going to be permitted. So what is the reason for this? What's the reason why the Braisa says that you're not allowed to put wheat into the mill even on the Friday afternoon? So says Rabba, Amarabba, name Mashmas Kol, because the action of the mill makes a lot of noise, and so therefore this is going to be prohibited. What's the reason why we even care about the mill making noise? What's the problem there? So this becomes a discussion amongst the Rishonim. So Rashi in his commentary here explains that the reason for the prohibition is because when there is noise, it becomes public, and that is a zilzal, a disrespect in the honor of Shabbos. But Rashi does not explain why the making of noise is a disrespect to the honor of Shabbos. So there are two ways to understand Rashi, or at least two ways. So one approach, and this is the approach of the Prima Gadim, that even though a person is not doing this work on Shabbos itself, the person himself is not violating the Shabbos, nevertheless, the person is benefiting and making money from what's going on Shabbos. And so therefore, that is problematic because people are going to say that this person is making money from work that's done on Shabbos. That's one approach. Alternatively, some people might say that the person is actually doing the work on Shabbos because they won't understand it. That is the way the Chazon Yecheskel says. So there is, those are two of the explanations. Another explanation of the Rashi is that this itself is disrespectful to the Shabbos. So the Ritva adds on that it's like a type of uvda dechol. It's like a work or activity that is not appropriate for Shabbos. And so since it's not appropriate for Shabbos, it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. This is what's called Uvdin Dechol. There are some who say, no, that the another explanation, this we see in the Sefer HaTruma, the Smag, that they take a different approach. They say that the reason why it's prohibited is because as a result of this, people will think that this person is actually grinding it on Shabbos itself. And that when they hear this noise, that's what they're going to be of the position. That's their approach. The Kolbo, the 14th century Provençal work, argues that the reason why we don't do this is because it's as though, since the noise makes so much noise on Shabbos, it's as though you're doing it with your hands on the Shabbos itself. That is the Kolbo's approach. So we see like several different explanations about why it is prohibited to make noise. And one more explanation that's worth mentioning is that of the Ugur. The Ugur writes that we see from here, so the Ugur, basically this question is, you know, what about setting a watch? They used to set clocks, and the clock would be set on Friday afternoon and will make noise on Shabbos itself. So maybe you can set your own clock on Friday afternoon. So the Ugur says that it's permitted to set a clock on Friday afternoon, even though it makes noise on Shabbos, is because everybody knows that the noise was made before Shabbos, and therefore people won't think that it was done on Shabbos itself. However, not everybody accepts that approach. And so if the approach is just the idea that the noise exists, it doesn't matter if you set it before Shabbos, and even if everybody knows that. And indeed, the Maharil writes that a person should not bang on a door with a utensil like a knocker that was specifically made for that because of this prohibition of Hashma'as Kol, of making this extra loud noise. So people, this is something that we should be careful about, of trying to go out of our way not to make extra loud noise with a specific utensil on Shabbos itself.